I'm not going to get too deeply into this next chapter because we're almost out of time, but I'll talk about the focus of the chapter in general. In this chapter, we're talking about the molecular basis of inheritance. Well, that's the name of the chapter. What that means is we're going to take a closer look at DNA. We already know that the molecular basis of inheritance is DNA. But that's only fairly recently that we knew that. Longer than you've been alive, but not hundreds of years. It's only decades that we've known about DNA and about the fact that DNA is the molecular basis for inheritance. Meaning that it's DNA that gets passed on from parent to offspring. All right? Common knowledge now, but not so for most of biological history. And so we're going to talk about some important historical experiments along the way, including this first one, that was the first experiment to actually show that there is a molecular basis of inheritance. This is not about DNA yet. First, before you even get to that part of history, you have to really show that inheritance is based on an actual substance. So we've known for millennia that parents pass something on to their offspring, or not necessarily pass it on, but offspring have similar characteristics to their parents. And not just for humans, for any organisms, right? So there is inheritance. We just have known that for thousands of years. A basic question is, what is the basis for that? Why is it that offspring have traits similar to their parents? And just like DNA, which is later on, we haven't gotten to DNA yet, it's still fairly recently that we even demonstrated that there is a molecule of inheritance. So this first experiment, which I'll describe when we resume next time, is important historically because it demonstrates that there is a molecule of inheritance. It doesn't yet say what it is, but it demonstrates that there is a molecule of inheritance. And therefore, that leads to the next big question. Of course, what is that molecule? So we'll talk about that once we get through this first experiment.